say is the importance of experiencing those four immaterial jhanas. Is there is no possibility for the investigation for vipassana?
Well, just the top two of those where there's no possibility of investigation. But to me, it's very interesting. It says in the first three of the formless jhanas, there's still the possibility for that kind of reflection of this is impermanent and unsatisfactory. But within the forest tradition, the general encouragement, I would say, to the degree that I'm familiar with it, is that the access, concentration, and first jhana, those are actually the most fertile zones for development of insight, particularly what they call neighborhood concentration, access concentration, where the mind is paying attention to the present experience, but it's not locked onto a single object in a kind of restrictive way. But it's not drifting into imagination and memories and not getting lost in its own creations, but it's focused in the present, but can observe the arising and passing of the five khandhas. And so that's frequently a theme for encouragement in the forest tradition. Even though other states are more sort of blissful or can be very wholesome in their own way, in terms of the development of insight, that's the most, what they call the littoral zone, like the warm tide pools between the land and the sea. It's like that borderland, littoral, littoral, littoral zone, in terms of spiritual development. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, certainly that's the tendency, but it's also not a discouragement to cultivating those more refined states, if one has the capacity. Mm-hmm.